This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Person that is you. We thank you, Lord God, for saving us and keeping us. Thank you, Lord God, for your word that is true. Thank you, Lord God, that while the world may change, Lord God, that you change not, Lord God. That indeed you are the same today, yesterday, and forever, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today and bless your holy name. Pray, Lord God, now you will, Lord God, take, Lord God, your servant and set me aside, Lord God. Lord God, I need you to do it, Lord God. For, Lord God, I know not what even I'm talking about today. All I know is it's from you, Lord God. That it's a word you won't say it, Lord God. That you would not let me turn to the left or to the right. You wouldn't let me look back. You wouldn't let me look forward, Lord God. But you wanted, Lord God, to say what you're saying right now to those that are here. So thank you for your providence that brought us together for this moment and this time. Thank you, Lord, for the angel of this great house, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing him, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, to obey you, Lord God, and even asking your servant to stand, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your great providence and your great sovereignty, Lord God. For indeed, you are in control and you rule all things. We love you and bless you today, Lord God. And that's why we praise you, and that's why we worship you. We give this all to you. We consecrate it to you. Let not anything be said, Lord God, not according to your will. And even let that is said be said, Lord God, in love, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, Pastor, we thank you, Pastor Smith, for the person of you. We thank you for your spirit and your heart. We thank you for sharing this great pulpit in this great house. We thank you, the members here in this house. We thank you, the deacons and officers and ministers in this great house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to break the bread of life for these next few minutes. And as Pastor Delbert Atchison is known to say, allow me to just share a few scattered thoughts. Amen. For they're going to be scattered this morning because time won't allow us to expound this theme to its fullest. But we will pray, at least drop a seed in your spirit to offer a word of exhortation, a word of comfort, a word of exhortation in your heart today, that you may take it and run with it. Hallelujah. Amen. That you may be comforted. But I think the Lord wants to comfort us today, Lord God, in this age and this day we live.
Amen.
Our text today, we want to look primarily, our primary text today is going to be in Romans, the first chapter. And I'm just going to raise up from verses 24 to 28. Our background scripture, however, is going to be in Genesis from the 18th through the 19th chapter will be our background scripture. Kind of like what we do in Sunday school, you know, we had a background scripture. So we want to look to see what God has done. We want to look to see what kind of, because Paul here in our text, he kind of is really reflecting back to the Genesis account and to the beginning of these matters and these things. So we want to look at Romans, the first chapter, the 24th verse, you'll find these words. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did exchange their natural use for that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was fitting or meet. Amen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, listen at that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly or convenient. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless you. We want to talk about from this theme today. I want to just share with you this word of knowledge that the Lord have dropped in his servant, and that is the sign of the sodomite.
All right. Bless you. Bless you.
I want to talk about the sign of the sodomite.
Yes, sir. All right.
Now, I know in the natural you think that this is meant to beat up on so-called gays and lesbians, but it is not.
All right.
We want to lift the scab of this sickness to look at the remedy rather than the disease.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here in our text, I just want to lift, again, as I said, a few scattered thoughts as we work to formulate this maybe in a more organized matter. Amen. Because this has been in my spirit, and I've just been observing it and been talking to the Lord. And let's face it, it's a hard saying. Amen. It's not. It's not a shouting message, amen. You know, I'm not the shouting message kind, so I'm just, you know, God, we thank God for the gifts in the body that we have here, that God uses his gifts. We thank God for the fivefold ministry, and we thank God, you know, for a house that the gifts can go forward, amen. And as I shared with you before, my gift to the body is that of a prophet. Amen. Not only do prophets foretell, but they foretell. Amen. And so in our day, the modern day prophet, he foretells the word of God. He takes the things that God have said in his word. Amen. And he foretells it. And he looks at the times and the seasons. Amen. And he compares spiritual things with spiritual. And when I say he, I mean he or she. Amen. And then he kind of, and he or she brings it to light. Amen. That we may have understanding. You remember we talked last time and we exhorted you in our last time standing here that of all you're getting, get understanding. Yeah, get understanding. Because there's a couple of things that understanding does for us. Understanding not only gives us wisdom and gives us knowledge of a matter, but you know, they all three work together, but it gives us comfort.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It gives us comfort because when you understand the thing, then it's not so mysterious to you. It's not you're not so easily bamboozled. You're not so fascinated by it if you understand it. Amen. And so in our text today, it's as if Paul, as he exhorts the Romans in this first chapter, he reaches back and he kind of sets for us, he gives us the 10,000 feet level view of the matter of man and God of man. And Paul reaches all the way back, amen, into the Genesis account of man's experience with God and God's experience with man. And then he lifts for us this important thing. And this is the first thing we want us to establish right now, is that sin excites the wrath of God. Amen. All sin excites the wrath of God. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 18 in your book there if you haven't closed your Bibles. Romans 1 and 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from where? From heaven, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Listen, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Do you get that last part? Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And here's the controversy. And here's the reason. Because that, verse 19, that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it unto them. Hallelujah. Amen. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that, listen, they are without excuse. Who is the day? The day is all men and women who will turn their backs on God. All men and women who will resort, amen, to the satisfying of their flesh, amen, and to the lust of their flesh, to the pride of life, and to the pride of their eyes, the lust of their eyes, amen, in life, as Pastor preached about, amen, we'll turn to that rather than turning to obedience to God. Because again, all sin excites the wrath of God. Amen. Amen. And another thing too, it is, as you know, in the same book of Romans, in the third chapter, Paul again wants us to know that all have sinned. And all come short of the glory of God. Amen. 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 No matter who we are, whether we lost or saved, bond or free, rich or poor, sick or whatever, you know, black or white or whatever, we all come short of the glory of God. Why? Because as Paul again says in Romans, I believe the 7th chapter, when I would do good, evil is always present with me. So the struggle is always there. The problem is when you give in.
There you go.
That's not only where the problem comes, that's where the judgment comes. It's when we give in to the sin. And that's why John said in 1 John, that the saint of God does not commit sin.
That's
a key word in commit, is that the saint of God does not practice continual sin. There ought not be nothing in none of our lives in here that are born again that we are continually doing against the righteousness of God. I'm not talking about those gray areas. I'm talking about those specific areas that God has spoke directly to. They're saying, you shall not do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the purpose of the law. Because again, in Romans, the 5th chapter, Paul said, God does not impute sin where there is no knowledge. Ain't God good? In other words, God is not going to hold you accountable for, even though you're sinning, he will hold you accountable for what you don't know. God is good. Hallelujah. And that's why the law came. That's why God went through all the trouble with the law. Amen. Amen. That we may know and understand that which offends God and that which pleases God. That which God's love and that which God hates. You know, folks say, well, God is love. God will. Well, listen, God is the epitome. God, the essence of all our emotions and all our attributes are summed up in God because they come from God. So you need to know today that God may be love. He is love because that's his principle, high attribute. But if a person can love, they can also hate. You heard the song, it's a thin line between love and hate. That same person that may love you can be the same person if you cross can turn around and hate you more than you ever know. Hallelujous. Did not God say, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate? God not shame. God say, listen, he told Isaiah, I created good and I created evil. God takes responsibility. How about you today? Do you take responsibility for your sin and your iniquity against God? Do you confess your sin and iniquity against God? Are you willing to leave it where you found it? Hallelujah.
Let it be increased, man. Let it be increased.
Hallelujah.
Let him increase.
All right, all right.
So in our text, jump over to Genesis 18, as we said, is our background, because I offer to you today that Genesis 18 lifts up this controversy that Paul raises in our text in Romans 18, in that you see that in Genesis 18 and verse 20, you remember the testimony here of these three angels that come are on their way to Sodom, right? And they run across Abraham, amen. And Abraham starts his dialogue with them, and then Abraham feeds them and he blesses them, amen. And so Abraham said, "Well, what are y'all up to? Where are y'all headed?" So in essence, what he said. And in verse 19, in verse 20, there he said, "And the Lord said," somebody say, "The Lord said." "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know." Listen to what God is saying. God said, "I heard it. I heard the cry in heaven." He said, "I heard the cry in heaven." He said, "And it's very egregious. And it's very sinful." He said, "But I'm coming down to check it out for myself." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did he not check it out with Nimrod? When Nimrod was building the tower, did not the Bible say God came down and looked and he saw for himself? Hallelujah. The sinner man. Hallelujah. Amen. Did God not in the beginning in Genesis 6, when the angels of God went into the daughters of men, amen, and the sin of men had become so egregious, amen, that God himself had to come down and had to do something about it? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you don't have an absentee God? Hallelujah. I told you today, God takes responsibility, amen, of his creation. He takes responsibility for us. God is not just somewhere sitting on a throne somewhere just and forgot about it. God is engaged with the affairs of man, amen. Hallelujah. And so God gets involved, amen, in the affairs of men. God is a righteous judge. So God is just not believing the report even of the angels. He's not believing the report even of the cry of sin, because sin again excites the wrath of God. But before God moves on it, God wants to verify. And so the angels came down and they was verifying. And hallelujah, amen. And so I'm going to come back to this, but I want to jump over to the good news right quick, because I don't want to get y'all bent today. Amen, amen, amen. As we said today in our text, is that God is a gracious God. Amen. And the good news is that in our text, still in Genesis 18, in that 23rd verse, we see that Abraham started to try to intercede. He was interceding because he knew where Lot was.
Yes,
sir. He knew where Lot was. Amen. Amen. And he said, "Wait a minute, y'all." He said, "Wait a minute. Look at him." He said, "You gonna destroy everybody? You gonna destroy the righteous with the wicked?"
Yes, sir.
How you gonna do that? Amen. Suppose there's 50 righteous folks, hallelujah, at New Zion. You gonna come down and destroy the whole world? And he said, well, if I find 50.
Yeah, that's what he said.
At Uzine.
That's what he said.
Amen. I won't destroy Brian.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said.
And I'll leave College Station alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Twin City. Yes, sir.
Abraham started scratching his head. He said, oh, I don't really. Woo. Yeah. He said, that was too easy. Yeah, they must know something. I don't know. Amen. And so you know the story.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. The good news is today is that the goodness of God. Here, I'm going to take you back to Romans because I want you to see this. Is that Paul said, because Paul started off in this thing. Hallelujah. Paul started off in this thing. Paul said in Romans 1 and 16 and 17 that the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the power of God unto salvation. So the good news today is no matter how wretched and how sinful and how depraved the world is that the good news of Jesus Christ is still manifest in the world. The witness of Jesus is still in the world today, is in the world right now. Amen. Amen. To bring the good news that there is hope. There is a remedy. Hallelujah. There is salvation available. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because Romans 2 and 4 testifies to us that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. Amen.
Yeah.
When we preach the word of God, when we preach the good news, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ in the world, it causes God who is long-suffering, God who is patient, amen, God who is, hallelujah, loving God, amen, to just, he waits.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He waits to see if there be 50.
Yeah.
Amen. If there be 20, if there be 10, if there be 5, if there be one soul that will come crying today, what must I do to be saved? God says, I'll wait.
That's what he said.
He says, I'll wait. Amen. Amen. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God revealed. Amen. It's where his patience is revealed, his long suffering, his complete salvation is summed up in the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God that before judgment falls, grace is always there. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen. Do I have any Bible students this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
And so, the sign is, though, hallelujah, is that when you know better, back to Romans, the first chapter, the sign is that when you know better, and yet you get off on your sin. That's what it says. Who, I'm reading it from the word, if you haven't tore it out your Bible, who knowing the judgment of God, that they who commit such things are worthy of death. Listen at the attitude of man. And this reflects the attitude of man today. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in him that do it. Of all the Sunday school's been going on for 2,000 years, of all the preaching that's been going on for 2,000 years, of all the Billy Grahams and all the Dr. Sylvester Smiths and all the Jack Cooks, all the Selma Cooks, hallelujah, that's been preaching in this world today, all the word of God has been going forth for the 2,000 years, amen. You can't tell me that the world don't know. Amen, amen. That missionary is over in Africa, amen, who risks Ebola and everything else to go into those villages, even now, to preach the word of God, amen. They risk life and limb, amen. Even in Afghanistan and even in Syria, even in Iraq, amen, the church of God is still standing firm on the word of God today. Hallelujah. As a witness. You can't tell me ISIS and Israel doesn't know that there is a Jesus. They know. Hallelujah. Amen. But look. Look at the heart of man. Up right up the street there from 32. Amen. Amen. This is the state of man. Even in verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
God gave them over.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to turn a corner here. Amen. I'm going to have to go through the cuss this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have to
take a shortcut.
Amen. 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 Because our text today lifts for us the state of not only man today, but the state of man through the ages. This is the whole controversy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Between God and me.
All right.
Again, that where God had revealed himself. David said in the 19th Psalm, amen, that nature speaks of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
A so-called science can say what it wants to say, but nature testifies of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. The world testifies. The earth testifies
yes,
of God.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
The church surely testifies
yes,
of God. Amen. The word of God testifies of God.
Yes.
Amen. And you want to blacklist the word of God and you want it out your libraries and out your schools. It ain't going nowhere. It's going to stand. Amen. The world may fall, but the word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So while they had God in their knowledge, God gave them over. Amen. Listen, if you don't want God, you reject God, God will reject you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will reject you. God is not hard up.
No, sir.
No, sir.
He's not a desperate God. He's not hard up for you.
No, sir.
For me, he sure ain't hard up for me. He can let me know every day. Boy, I don't need you.
Yes,
I understand.
I
understand. I know he don't.
Yes,
hallelujah. Bless. He don't need none of us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But filled with all unrighteousness, and this is the thing that came up to God from Sodom and Gomorrah, is all unrighteousness, fornication, amen, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, amen, murder and strife and deceit. Amen. And can I tell you today, we live in an age, y'all, of deception and corruption. And of greed in the world today. Amen. Amen. And it is a cancer in the world today. Amen. You need to know this so you won't get caught up in it. Amen. Amen. You need to know that stepping on your fellow man and stepping on everybody's neck, amen, to climb the ladder of success is not the way of God.
Amen.
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 Backbiters. Haters of God.
Yeah.
Haters of God. Insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Listen at this, children. Disobedient to parents. It's right there in the category of all of this. All of this wickedness. Is this once disobedient to parents? Without understanding.
Yes, without understanding.
Covenant breakers without natural affection.
Yeah.
Implacable, unmerciful. It's a cold world today.
Yes, sir.
My God.
It's a cold world today.
Jonah.
Amen.
Jonah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So the sign today is, hallelujah. One of the other signs today is, for you and for anyone really, is to accept the saving work of Jesus Christ. Be born again to newness of life in him. To walk in the light of his righteousness. To work the good work, amen, of obeying and pleasing him. And not your fleshly desires. In doing so, receiving glory and honor. Amen. It's right there in the text. It's right there in the text. Chapter 2, verse 7. Verse 6, he says, God will render to every man according to him who by patient continuance in well-doing. And want to encourage you today is be not weary in well-doing, y'all.
Lord,
seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you won't, then tribulation and anguish is yours. Amen. Amen. And so the contrast that we offer to you today between Genesis 18 and 19 to 20, and this here and what Paul is saying is a contrast that shows you the state of man,
the state of man,
and the heart of God toward
Jesus.
Man. That God desires that none should perish.
Yeah.
but that all should come to repentance.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
And so the sign of the Sodomite today, the sign of the Sodomite in this generation, is that the wickedness of man is going up to God.
Yeah.
Amen. The depravity of the heart of man and the wickedness of man is going up to God as in the day of Sodom. Amen. Amen. Man is calling good evil and evil good.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. So we don't want you to become complacent about it. We don't want you to be indifferent about it. We want you to know, first of all, that it is a sign of judgment.
Yes, sir.
It's not a sign that times are changing and God is changing his mind, as some fool said the other day, that God can be convinced. He'll be all right. God will come around. He changes not.
That's the word. That's right.
The elect of God need to understand that this is a sign that the judgment of God, amen, is imminent.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And so it's all the more prevalent, amen, that the good news of Jesus Christ be preached and be taught, be witness in your walk. Amen. Amen. God does not call us to compromise with sin. Amen. Amen. God called us to stand for righteousness and for not our righteousness, but for God's righteousness. Amen. Because I have no self. My self-righteousness is a mess. Amen. It's my self-righteousness where I look down my nose.
At yes,
amen.
Yes,
it's my self-righteousness that stinks in the nostrils of God. Amen.
Yeah.
But it's his righteousness.
It's his.
And it's his word.
Yeah.
Amen. It's his truth. Amen. That must be conveyed. That must be walked. That must be taught.
Yeah.
That must be preached.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And that must be witnessed in the world. Amen. So let the goodness of God lead you to repentance today. Amen. Amen. If you know in your heart you've been up, you've been sympathetic and you've been what's the right word? Apathetic? About sin.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just the sin of sodomy and all of that, but sin, period.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Then you need to change your mind.
Yes.
That's what repentance is. You need to reconsider today. You need to rechange your mind. Amen.
Yes.
Because sin excites the wrath of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And no sin is justified in the sight of God. Amen. So let God bring you to repentance. First of all, that indeed we all have sinned.
Yes.
That in the natural we all have sinned.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to do a thing to go to hell.
No,
you just stay the way you are.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And listen, we all come to Jesus as we are.
Yes.
Amen. We just can't stay that way.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come as you are. You got to come as you are. You don't know no other way to come. You're not going to fix it. You can't fix it. So, well, I'm going to stop cheating with that girl. I'm going to leave that girl alone. You come today.
Yeah.
Amen. You come to Jesus today. You know, I'm going to leave that boy alone. You know I've been paying my car note, my house note, my apartment note. But I got to leave that boy alone because it ain't right.
Yeah.
He going to either have to put a ring on it or I'm going to have to let him go because I'm not pleasing God today.
All right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Because you know those things are not pleasing to God. We just read it in the text. Fornication, he just told you in the text. Amen. So I got to go. My time is up. Amen. But whatever it is, you know, if the Holy Spirit is striving with you, and I know he is because he strives with the heart of every man. If the Holy Spirit pricks at your heart about a thing, I don't care what it is. Whatever it is, it's not pleasing to God for you. Amen. Whatever that gray area is that God wants to continue to lead you, amen, to sanctify you, and he wants indeed to he wants to strengthen you and build you up in your most holy faith. Whatever that thing is that you're giving more affection than you are to God, amen, then you need to give it to God because that's your idol.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
I hear you preaching.
If it's that son or that daughter, if it's that husband, that wife, if it's that car, if it's that job, whatever it is, if it's got more of your affection, more of your attention, than God does. Especially to the point that you're willing to compromise with him or her or it more than you are than obey God. You got to decide today. You got the decision today is a change of mind. You got to repent today. I pray and say, God, you right and I'm wrong. Amen. Amen. That's all. That's all. It's easy. See, God, you right and I'm wrong. That's repentance. Amen. A change of mind. Amen. Conversion will come. Amen. Conversion means a change of direction. Because you still might leave out of here and go tiptoeing and go back. But you got to be converted. You got to change your direction. Eventually, you're going to have to turn from your wicked way. You're going to have to turn. But first of all, if first there be a willing mind.
Have to be a willing mind.
First, you have to. It all starts in the mind. The mind is the battlefield. First, you have to change your mind. And recognize that I'm going to please God rather than please man. I'm going to please God rather than please my own flesh. I'm going to please God show than please the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Lord today, and the reason why it's worth doing it is because the Lord did it.
He showed up then.
The Bible says that the Lord endured the cross. He took upon the cross the sin of all men. He took upon the cross the wretchedness of men. He took upon the cross the wrath of God for the sin of man. Amen. He endured the cross. And the testimony of Hebrews is he despised the shame. Amen. But for the joy that was set before him. The joy of knowing that it would make a way for you today to be saved. It will make a way for your soul today to be converted before God. It will make a way, amen, that the word of God can go forth today. For the joy. Amen. That he make a way of escape. Amen. And you could be like the Bible called righteous Lot. Amen. And maybe the Holy Ghost can lead you by the hand today and pull you out of your Sodom and your Gomorrah. Maybe the Holy Ghost today can pull you by the hand today and guide you to your Zoan, to your mountain. Amen. To your way of escape today. That's all you got to do, though, is stand on your feet. Amen. And come before, amen, the church and say, I have repented. If you repent of open sin, if you open sin openly before God, confess openly before men. If you sin secretly before God, confess secretly.
That's
before
the word.
Men. Amen. We don't want you to air your dirty laundry. That ain't necessary. We don't need to hear all that. I'm too tenderhearted for all that. You mess me up. Amen. I hate sin. Amen. But if you need to get it out, get it out.
That's
right.
Get it out. Get it out today while it is called today. God bless you today. God bless you today. God bless you today. God bless you today. We got to go today, but we want you to know, we want you first of all to let this sign bring you comfort. Because you need to know that God's in control. And you need to know that God is a merciful God. You need to know that God is a forgiving God. But you also need to know that God is a righteous God. God is responsible for all these things. Not the pastor, not the preacher, not the teacher, not the congregation, not the church. God takes responsibility.
Yes, he does.
Amen. To judge.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He takes responsibility to judge.
That's his job.
His word of God, judge. The Hebrew writer said it cuts everybody. It cuts to the marrow. It cuts to the bone. Amen. Amen. The word of God slices and dices us and puts us back together. And that's all right because that's what it needs to do. Because we need to be, as the teacher said the other night, to stand in the mirror and be that man in the mirror. We need to examine ourselves to see where we are.
Mm.
mm-hmm. where our heart is with God. So as the pastor comes and offers this invitation, we pray that indeed you will consider the Lord today.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Don't